Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Eric Trump, I want to first of all welcome you to the Dawn Show, Eric. And I know that your dad is here in Pennsylvania once again campaigning here in PA.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dawn. It's an honor to be here. And you're right, Butler was absolutely incredible. I spoke at that rally. It's something I really want to do. Obviously, you know, seeing your father get shot on a stage, and you know, and then returning, you know, I was with Corey's family, I was with his wife, I was with his daughter, his beautiful daughters, and it was just an emotional day. But I've never seen so much love in that crowd. I mean, I got up on that stage for Laura, and I couldn't see the end of the crowd. There must have been over 100,000 people there. I mean, I literally couldn't see the end of the crowd, and it was so beautiful, and so much love, and so much respect and gratitude for our country. It was just a truly beautiful day. As sad as it was, obviously, given what happened to Corey and really what happened to our nation that day.
Yeah, it's true. And I think it was healing for people. You think about fight, 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 and returning to the scene of the crime, literally. I know that, and speaking of which, there's no slowdown with your family, with your dad. So today in Pennsylvania, Scranton, 3 p.m., Reading, 7 p.m. for a big rally. You know, I have to ask you, you know, after witnessing that, I mean, your dad, there have been two assassination attempts. He was shot that day. Just, you know, every time there's this one of these rallies, and this was in Pennsylvania, is there a fear, a prayer, and for your wife who's out there front and center, your family?
Yeah. Listen, we all have threats against us right now. I think my father's been, you know, it's not something normally I talk about or anybody talks about, but my father kind of mentioned it the other day on you know, X. He wrote a long thing. I mean, there are countries that are trying to get him, you know, and there are people that are trying to get him. I mean, you saw two in a 6-week period of time. It's unthinkable. It's absolutely unthinkable. And yeah, it breaks my heart as a son, right? I mean, I had a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, my son and daughter sitting on my lap watching their grandfather on a, you know, beautiful Saturday afternoon, you know, beautiful day in Pennsylvania that day. And all of a sudden you see, you know, blood streaming down his face, and he's on the ground, and Secret Service agents are all over him. He's in a dark suit. You didn't know if he got hit in the torso. You didn't know if, you know, he was dead. You know, it's not something that anybody wants to go through. And, you know, it's not just me as a son, you know, it's an entire country, you know, a country that absolutely loves a man and adores a man and a man that never stops fighting. And, you know, Don, when he stood up and did the whole fight, 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 you know, that was one of the most incredible scenes of my life and maybe of United States political history. But I think you're right. I think you just said a word that I'm not sure if I've heard anybody say yet, which was healing. I think going back to Butler really was healing, and I think that's why you had 100,000+ people who showed up that day. It was healing. It was healing for the nation. It was probably healing for him. It was, I'm not sure if anything could heal Corey's family, who we've gotten to know so well, but I can tell you how appreciative that they were, and certainly how much it meant to, you know, them, the way, you know, he was honored that day. And it was beautiful, despite, obviously, you know, the tragedy of the day.
I do want to ask you about, you know, his political opponent, who's also running for president, and her reaction. But I just want to ask you a timeline question, Eric. And that is a timeline that people don't talk about often. That is that before July 13th, 2024, I'll take you to July 14th, 2022. A lot of people forget what you have been through personally, your children, your family, with the tragic death of your beautiful mother, Ivana Trump, who I had the blessing of interviewing early in my career, actually, during one of her book tours. What a gracious, beautiful, yeah, Brilliant businesswoman. I'm so sorry for your loss. And to have that happen,
thank you.
Oh, my goodness, 2 years. You know, I just thought when that happened July 13th, I was praying for your family. I thought, my God, you know, the Trump family, you know, you just lost your mom almost to the day 2 years prior to July 13th, 2024, you know, just thinking about what you've been through.
It was virtually the same day. It was virtually the same day, as you said, 2 years apart. And there's no question that she was looking down. It's amazing. They had a beautiful relationship. And Don, it's another beautiful question, because, you know, I rarely do people ask this, but You know, it's so rare in life that you see two people who got divorced, you know, a long time ago and just maintain an absolute love and affinity for one another. And that was my mother and my father. I mean, my mom adored, I mean, absolutely adored, you know, my father, all the way through. And I mean, when do you really hear of that happen? Most of the time it's the exact opposite. They detest, right? And I thought it was such a beautiful thing. He was there for her in so many, you know, moments where she needed it. And, you know, and she was there for him in so many. And they goaded her. I mean, Dawn, they goaded her. You'd have CNN on her doorstep every single night. Please say something bad about Donald Trump. Please, we'll give you the mic. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. And every single time she'd come out and say, hey, it might not have worked out on the husband-wife front, but that man will be a damn good president. You watch. You mark my words. And she would say it with that, you know, unbelievable, beautiful accent that she had that everybody probably remembers from, you know, the First Wives Club. And it was just, you know, she's a remarkable woman. But listen, I think she'd be more proud of him now than ever before. And I think she is looking down right now. I mean, we have a country that has serious problems. We have a country that has serious problems. I mean, Kamala 2 days ago came out and said, you know, all the residents in North Carolina who were affected by the storm are going to get $750. I mean, $750, Don. Their entire houses, you know, their houses were washed down rivers. Their homes were taken out by mudslides. Every belonging that they had ever known, every item, every teddy bear that their kid had. Yeah. Gone. In half a second, Kamala comes out and says, you get $750. And, you know, yet we give $200 billion to Ukraine. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. We give hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to countries all around the world, countries that detest us. We gave $150 billion to Iran. Obama did, a country that literally chants death to America and is launching missiles every single day at our greatest ally. And yet, you know, Kamala comes out and says, yes, I'd like to give $750 to, you know, the family who just lost everything, lost their cars, lost their home, lost their belongings, everything. I mean, the TV in their house is worth more than that. And, you know, we have a country that's totally unaffordable. Everything's unaffordable. Car insurance, mortgage rates. I mean, mortgage rates under my father were 2.5%. Look at them now. They're 8%. I mean, rent in this country is absolutely unaffordable. Property insurance, groceries, you know, utility bills. I mean, 25% of the country are late on their electrical bill right now. I mean, think about this. This is the United States of America. This should not be happening. And nothing's going well in this country. The Middle East is a hornet's nest. There were no wars there when my father was in. He stopped all of them. You know, Russia and Ukraine, that situation is totally out of control. China is more emboldened right now than it's ever been before. You have 20 million illegal immigrants that have come into our country. You have 320,000 children this year who have died of fentanyl poisoning alone. I mean, died of fentanyl poisoning. They touch something, they eat something, you know, maybe they're, you know, they do some recreational drug, not thinking that it's going to kill them. And all of a sudden they're dead. They're dead. I mean, I've personally lost, you know, four friends of mine have lost children to the fentanyl overdoses and you don't even hear about it.
No.
You know, you have Biden that's sleeping on a beach, getting a suntan on a Monday. I mean, it's like the weakest look ever. You have Kamala, who her last interview was with Call Her Daddy. I mean, God bless him. I'm all for comedy, but it feels like an awfully kind of poor time to be comedic right now. Just nothing's working in this country, and everybody feels that way. Everybody feels that life is unaffordable. Everybody feels that America is being put last. You look at Aurora, Colorado, where Venezuelan gang members are taking over low-income housing using AK-47s. You look at our educational system in this country, which is ranked 30th in the world. I mean, how in the world is education in the United States of America 30th in the world? It should be first in the world. Or the United States of America, we should be the best at everything we do. And yet we're 30th in the world in terms of education, you know, our kids. You know, our First Amendment is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. Religious liberty, which is so crucial. We need more religion in society. That's under attack. Our Second Amendment is under attack. Our entire Constitution way of life is under attack. I mean, it's just hard to believe that America could be in the spot that it's in right now. And, you know, that's why the next 4 weeks matter so much. And frankly, it's why a state that I love, Pennsylvania, obviously where you are right now.
Yes.
I went to school. I lived in Pennsylvania for 5 years. Yeah. I know the state extremely well. In fact, my father's going to Reading today. I grew up in Pottstown, which is, you know, my first girlfriend went to Reading Central Catholic of all places. And it's a state that I know extremely well. It's a state that I love, probably more dear friends from Pennsylvania than any state in the country. And, at the same time, we win Pennsylvania. I truly believe we win the nation, and people have to get out. And if you're sick and tired of the nonsense, please get out and vote. I mean, please, please, please get out and vote. I mean,
it's swampthevote.com.
It's tight.
Yeah, I will say my teenage son, we beat the Hill School because we're in the Interac League.
Oh,
so
no.
We did. Yeah, sorry.
Wow,
did you say Buckley?
What's that?
Where do you go to school?
No, my son goes to Germantown Academy, but Hill School is
Germantown in a lot of sports.
Yeah, so
wow, shots fired here.
Well, Hill was a great place, and Pottstown was a lot of great memories from Pottstown.
Yeah, so
a lot of great memories,
and I know you have a lot of great memories too. And your wife Laura, a native of North Carolina, when I look at the aftermath of the storm there, when you're talking about it, even yesterday, I think it was President Joe Biden was asked about it, and he admitted that there was unfortunately a slow start. That's how he referred to FEMA. What's as far as efforts there and now with Milton? And thinking about leadership, Ron DeSantis has been praised. You know, you and your wife, I know you've been traveling through South Carolina, North Carolina. Do you have any personal, as far as being on the ground and what you've seen, what you can report to us, is how that recovery effort is going?
Well, my wife just left North Carolina, a day ago, and she's talking to people, and they're not seeing help. I mean, they just weren't seeing help. I mean, now help is starting to show up, but... Yeah. You know, it's amazing. You know, starting at Katrina, you had this whole concept of the Cajun Navy. Do you remember this? Where, you know, effectively you just had, you know, incredible men, women, you know, they hopped in their, you know, boats, their duck boats, their bass boats, their, you know, whatever they had, their big trucks, and they grabbed chainsaws and they grabbed aids and they grabbed pallets of water and they went and they distributed and they searched houses and waiters and everything else. And they kind of took matters into their own hand. And you're seeing that in North Carolina as well. But it's infuriating. I mean, you have FEMA. You know, Mayorkas comes out 2 days ago and says that FEMA's out of money. And I'm sitting there, and I don't think there's ever been a comment that's made me more upset. We sent $200 billion over to Ukraine so young, innocent kids on both sides of a conflict can shoot at each other at point-blank ranges in trenches. I mean, I know how much time I put into my children and educating them and teaching them manners and teaching them how to say please and thank you and opening doors and every lesson you taught them is expunged in 1/1000th of a second for millions of families, right? Yeah. I mean, to be in the conflict,
so
millions of families. And we've put $200 billion into this war, and yet FEMA runs out of money? How in the hell is that even possible? I mean, the fact that FEMA, and by the way, Florida is about to get hit by a Category 5 in a major city in Tampa. Tonight, I'm in the path of this storm right now as we speak. How in the world do we not have like a reserve war chest of, you know, $10 billion, $20 billion are sitting there in the event of these catastrophes so we can go in, sweep in, and take care of the problem? And the answer to that, Don, is because we waste money on everything around the world. Again, Iran chants death to America, and we send them $150 billion under Obama. We've lost our damn minds. We give Pakistan hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and they won't tell us that they're housing bin Laden, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, what is it with America putting ourselves last? And you know, sometimes my father gets criticized for this kind of, you know, he always says America first. And why can't we put America first? Why can't we put North Carolina first? Why can't we put Pennsylvania first? Pennsylvania's had plenty of problems in terms of flooding and disaster. Why can't we put states like this first? Why can't we put an educational system that's ranked 30th in the world? Why can't we put that first and fix that problem? And God bless, I want to be charitable to everybody, but there's never anyone to help us. I mean, Tampa will get, you know, really hurt tonight based on this awful storm that everybody's watching, Category 5, which is going to hit a city. Do you think anybody else, you think Pakistan, do you think Iran is coming out and saying, you know, we'd like to contribute to you, you know, so sorry you just got hit by a storm? No. They don't do a damn thing. At what point do we put ourselves first? And the fact that FEMA could possibly run out of money, the fact that somebody's home can wash down a river and Kamala come out and say, we'd like to give you $750 as you know, compensation for the fact that you lost every hope and dream and the white picket fence and you know, everything that you've ever saved for and built in your life. It's so insulting to me, and it has to end. It has to end. And the only way we do that is getting somebody that just can utilize a little common sense, because that's all we need. We need people who can enact common sense, and we don't have that right now.
Yeah, and people need to pay attention and do their homework. So, Eric Trump, I hope you come back. I hope next time you're in town, we can meet, talk a little more football or sports with your teenage days here in this area. But what a pleasure and an honor to talk to you today. Eric Trump, thank you so much.
Don, it's a great honor to be on.
Oh, thank you. And God bless your family. Everybody's praying for you. I was just in an event last night. I cannot exaggerate that, how many people talk about
Keep praying. Hey, we need all the prayers we can get. Well, believe me, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God and somebody looking down. Believe me, I say that with every ounce of my soul. So keep praying, and we appreciate those prayers, and we're going to pray for this nation, and we're going to work every second of the next 28 days to save this country. I promise you, every second of my life over the next 28 days is going to be working on saving this country. So we appreciate you very much.
Thanks,
Don.
Eric. Appreciate you. Take care.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.